or altitude to get into the through the uprights. The kick is no good, as that was a 31-yard attempt for Mackenzie Trischler. The field goal is no good, and Cassidy's defense holds. And still tied at 6 apiece.
And, you know, it's a situation they've practiced. Obviously, the ability to make the field goal is there, but it certainly looked like the offensive line did not hold up. There was a defender from Cass City that was causing havoc, and the hold wasn't very good, so that usually means the kick isn't going to be very pretty either. Nonetheless, the Cass City defense win the battle on this series and give the football to their offense that's coming off of a touchdown drive the last time they had the ball.
Cassidy gets the ball back. It's a handoff to Brad Hacker coming around the left end. Gets about 2 yards but cannot turn the corner. Cooper Caulfield brings him down out at the 23-yard line. It's a gain of 2, second down and 8, 5:35 left in the first half.
Well, this first down is the most important one on this series for Cassidy. With 5.5 minutes to go in the half, you'd love to run your 4 to 5 minute offense on the field, control the clock, get a couple first downs. Obviously, you'll take a big touchdown if you can get it, but they would love to go down the field, control the football the rest of the half, score a touchdown, take the lead on the road, and not allow the USA Patriots another chance to score in this half.
It's a handoff right up the middle, not much going there on second down and 8 for Cass City. Blake Ryerson has the tackle. Brad Hacker was your ball carrier for Kansas City. He gets out to the 24-yard line. Sets up a third down, 6 to go for the Redhawks. 4:52 left in the first half. Both teams with 6 points. USA just attempted a 31-yard field goal. Did not have the distance or the altitude. And the score remains tied at 6-6.
Well, T.J. Morris got 3 carries for 30 yards. In this game, I would be shocked to see that a guy averaging 10 yards a carry doesn't get the football on this play.
It's another handoff to Brad Hacker. He's across the 25, not much more beyond that, maybe out to the 26 or the 27 according to the spot. He's short of the first down marker, which is at the 30-yard line by 4 yards. Cooper Caulfield on the stop. And Cass City now facing a fourth down.
Wow, they're deep in their own territory. 3 yards is definitely nothing for this offense. They can certainly go for it here, and I wouldn't be surprised. But if you don't get it, it would be a disaster, and USA would have excellent field position. So it looks like they're going to back T.J. Moore up and kick the football away.
T.J. Moore staying in his own 13-yard line. No one deep back for USA. The righty punts it away, and it's not pretty. It bounces at the 37 and takes a USA bounce, and it is downed at the 31-yard line. The line of scrimmage was at the 27 and got out to the 31-yard line. A 4-yard punt for Cassidy gives USA a very short field to work with.
Well, Clark, that football actually looked like it boomeranged back at him. In golf, I would consider that a shank where you hit it off the hosel and it goes straight to the right and is no good to anybody. And on that case, that's what happened. He almost missed the ball, Clark, when he punted it. It was that bad. And now USA has excellent field position anyways.
From the 31-yard line, first and 10, working off the left hash. It's a handoff to Tanner Foley, and Nick Perry is quickly to the scene for no gain. And now it's USA, 10 yards to go on second down.
Nick Perry, maybe he's angry he didn't get the football in that last series. I'm not sure, but he blasts through the defensive line and hits Foley as he gets the football on the run for no gain. And matter of fact, he may have lost a yard on that play, Clark.
It's a loss of a yard according to the spot. So Nick Perry will get credited for the tackle for a loss. Second and 11 for USA, 3:14 left in the second. Tied 6-6, USA trying to get in for the second time tonight. Kind working off the left hash. It's a handoff to Josh Lang. He breaks free of his first tackle, drags his defenders across the 30 all the way down to the 26-yard line from the 33. It's a 7-yard pickup for Josh Lang and the Patriots, brought down by Hank Janik for Cass City.
A tough run there by Josh Lang as he gets some nice yards after a disastrous play on first down. They get it down to third down and 5. This is 4-down territory without question for the Patriots. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half.
2:34 left, working with a 3rd-and-5 for USA. It's a handoff to Macklin Gettle, dragging 3 white jerseys before he can finally brought down close to the first down marker at the 22-yard line. It's going to be very close to that first down marker. Jared Nagel on the stop for Cass City, and they're signaling 4th down. And this one's very close, and actually you're going to be with official measurement as they bring the chains on with 2:12 left in the first half. Both teams with just one touchdown, both two-point conversions, no good.
Yeah, we are on a bad angle here, Clark, but I thought initial instinct was that he got the first down, but that spot may be a little shy of where I thought it would be. So this is going to be another very close, maybe a chain length again.
That would be a great...
I'm not sure on what size that chain length might be, but it's not going to be much.
That would be a great trivia question. How long is a chain length of the chain gang
That's
in football?
That's a great question. You spoiled it, though, for next week if you're going to pull it out of the hat.
Like you're going to look that up?
I might now, just in case.
They are short of the first down by 6 inches, so USA facing a fourth down and 6 inches with 2:12 before the half is over at the Cass City 22-yard line. No surprise, T formation, Gettle, Foley, and Lang in the backfield. And it's a handoff right up the middle. And looks like they have it by about a yard. He gets out to just shy of the 20-yard line. They need to get to the 22. So it's a 2-yard gain. About that pile is actually number 30, Max Slater. Your third running back in that. Nick Perry brings in the tackle. First down conversion for the Patriots. New set of downs with 2:04 left in the half.
If Max Slater brings a little more of that size, he's a little bit shorter and stockier than Josh Lang in this situation. He brings him in just for this situation to power ahead. Most of the time, you wouldn't think of somebody like that getting the ball in a big-time situation. Coach Lang's obviously not afraid to use any of his running backs and gets the job done. A fresh set of downs for the USA Patriots.
It's a 2-minute drill now. Macklin Gettle bursts out to the right side, has room to run very close to the first down marker, way down at the 10-yard line. It's going to be a 10-yard gain. And brought down by Brendan Hamilton for Cass City. And Cass City, suddenly his defense has no answer for the USA backfield.
Well, they look good on one play or maybe even two plays, and then the next thing you know, there's a big gain. A penalty stopped USA from scoring the last time they had the football, and now this time they're in the similar situation, first and 10 from the 10-yard line, and the running game all of a sudden has been getting those big chunk gains like they did on the first series of the game.
First down, goal to go, and it's a handoff for USA, and the ball carrier gets all the way out to the 5-yard line. That's Josh Lang, as he had everyone fooled, including about five defenders, brought down finally by Brendan Hamilton. And we have a timeout called by USA, their second of the half with 1:20 before halftime. USA 6, Cass City 6.
Minute 20 left in the first half. Coach Lang's not worried about the time. There's plenty of that on the clock, and probably not enough for Cass City to get down the field without breaking a long run. But he's setting up a couple of plays here. He still has a timeout in his pocket if he needs it. But they're going to set up a running play here. And I would be surprised if Tanner Foley doesn't get a carry. He has been big-time money in these situations. And he's the guy that's got to get a carry on one of these next two plays. Whether Cass City knows it's coming or not is irrelevant. You put the ball in the hands of your best player, your senior leader, guys who've been in this situation before. That's Tanner Foley.
Scores around the area on the other side of the district. Aubley leads Lakers 30-0 with 7:10 still remaining in the first quarter. That has to be the second quarter. There's no way that's the first quarter still. So Lakers being shut out currently by Aubley 30-0. Winner of this ballgame in front of us, Cass City and USA, goes on to play the winner of Aubley and Lakers.
Yeah, Aubley doing work over there against Lakers. Lakers a little banged up. We wondered if they were in over their heads a little bit against the Bearcats, but the Bearcats proving a point here that they are still the team to beat in this district.
Second and goal to go from the 5. Kine hands it off to Mecklen Gettle, and big man number 71, Brady Warford, slams him down for a loss of a yard. Third down and goal to go now from the 7. Brady Warford saw that one from the get-go.
I don't think that's what was drawn up in the huddle there on that timeout, a loss of 1. But Brady Warford slides off of his blocker and gets in the backfield and literally slams Tanner Foley backwards. An impressive play on that defensive line. We talk about this all the time, Clark. Cass City makes some impressive plays sometimes, and then the next thing, they give up a chunk of yards for 8 yards. We'll see how they respond after that big play.
Another handoff to Macklin Gettle, keeping the head down. He gets all the way inside the 5, down to about the 3-yard line before he's stopped by the white jerseys of the Red Hawks. 33 seconds before halftime. Clock continues to wind down. Hank Janik with credited for the tackle. Fourth down, goal to go from the 3. USA is